It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 90.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings, who are 11-5 on the season against a very good North Knox basketball team. They are they're 11-6 on their season as well. They played a pretty tough schedule. The only thing in front of them in their sectional bracket is a tough South Knox squad, which is almost unbeatable. Across the boards, because they I don't think they've lost all season, so they're pretty tough. But I looked at North Knox's schedule, and they played some 4A schools and actually played well against them. Actually won. They went 2-2 against 4A schools. And I'll go over those in a little bit. But tonight, North Posey's going to be short with one player gone. Ellie Jo Johnson, she's going to be out of tonight's game with a sprained ankle, so they're going to be a player short on the lineup. So Jazz Ward's going to fill in the starting lineup for her tonight, and the rest of this lineup's still going to be the same, and I'll go over that with everybody in a little bit as well. But North Knox coming in this game, very good team. They got three players averaging double digits right now on the season. They're led by Lexi Primus. She's got 13.1 points per game. Then they got Alex McKinley. She averages 12.2 a game. And Brianna Collins averages 10.3 a game. And they're a really solid, well-balanced team. They're 11-6 on the year. They're 5-1 in the Blue Chip Conference. Their only loss was to that South Knox team. So very, very good team. Their schedule on the year, they did lose to Washington by 6 points, with Washington's a very good ball team, 3A. Another key wins, they beat They beat Vincennes Rebay. They beat Bradford North Lawrence, the 4A school, big school. They lost to South Knox 78-49, which that's very tough. They lost to Center Grove 52-42 and Rensselaer Central 59-57. But they beat Jeffersonville, another 4A school, 67-54. So not a bad season for this team. And other games going on in the we'll start with the North Posey year real quick. But going back to North Posey, they're 11-5 on the year, having a very good year. This is the most wins they've had since the 2017-2018 season, and that's when they had 11 wins on that year. So they're going to surpass that win total, this season. So congratulations to them and Coach Cole for having a good year so far, and hopefully we can continue this run throughout the sectionals and possibly get in that regional round, this year. I think they got a great chance of doing that with the teams we've got to play against in that sectional 48. So, but North Posey currently in the PAC is in fourth place right now at a 4-3 record in the conference. So, and they've won three straight. North Posey's won three straight. North Knox has lost one. They lost their last game. And trying to find it on the paper. I don't know, my paper got cut off there for a minute. So, but that's all right. But they're a very solid team, and this is going to be a very good game tonight. If you want looking for a ball game, this is the good one to follow tonight. So, but North Posey comes in this game. They won Saturday against Pike Central, and earlier last week they played Evansville Christian on the road last Monday night, defeated them. After starting off kind of slow in the first half, but the second half they really picked it up and outscored Evansville Christian 38-20 in that game to win big. Then Tuesday night they played Heritage Hills, another good ball team, and defeated them here at home. Then last Saturday, like I said, they played Pike Central and beat them on the road as well. Actually, they beat them 48-19. And Alyssa Heath, the Lady Vikings' leading scorer, she had 18 points. She nearly outscored the Pike Central team. So that was a good game by her and a good game by the Lady Vikings and boosting again another 11th win of the year. So we're about a minute away from the national anthem and starting everything. But it's gonna be a fun game tonight. I'm gonna go through some other games tonight in the PAC here. As soon as we're gonna go through those as well. Other games going on in the PAC tonight. We got Northeast Dubois playing at Forest Park. We got Pike Central at North Davies, and Tell City at Perry Central. We're supposed to be back in. They'll be back on the air tomorrow night when they play Princeton. So we're going to have the national anthem, and we're going to step away for a moment for that. And when we come back, I'll bring you tonight's starting lineup. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Warriors. Starting lineups for tonight's game will be for North Knox. They're going to start off with guard number 11, Lexi Primus. Number 12, Alex McKinley. Number 22, Brianna Collins. Number 24, Brooklyn Sturgeon. And number 41, Jade Richter. And they are coached by Steve Muir. For North Posey, their starting lineup tonight will be junior guard number 3, Mallory Lewigs. Junior forward number 5, Kylie Bender. You'll have senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 20, Ella Weatherholt. And junior forward number 23, Jasmine Ward. And the Lady Vikings are coached by Kevin Kolb. So, so hopefully, North Post can get their fourth win tonight. They're currently on a 3-game winning streak. North Knox lost their last game, and they are currently trying to get back on the winning track. So we're going to see what happens here. So North Posey's going to come in this game wearing the white jerseys with red lettering. North Knox is going to be wearing the black jerseys with white lettering. So this should be a very good game tonight between these two schools. That'll be very good. This is a good tune-up game for both schools for this upcoming sectionals in about 2 weeks from now, so we should be having the pairings coming out very soon. I think it's this Sunday, actually. So, but very exciting time this year, and the start of the March Madness type things coming on. So it's going to be fun. Jumping tonight, it's going to be Jade Richter against Alyssa Heath. Richter wears number 41. Heath's going to be wearing number 12. And here we go. We're going to tip off. Here we go. And North Posey won the tip off. Ella Weatherholt recovered it. Got the ball out to Lewigs. Luke still handling the ball. Bounce pass to Kylie Bender. Bender takes a dribble. Hands it off to Weatherholt. Weatherholt way outside the three-point line. Bounce pass gives it over to Lugs. Lugs is going to have to handle a lot of the ball handling tonight for this game. Gives it over to Ward. Ward takes a shot on the baseline. Goes out. No. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes back up with it. No. She misses it too as well. And rebounded by Sal Spencer. That was Brooklyn Sturgeon who got the rebound. Sturgeon's got the ball right now. She gives it over to McKinley on the other side to number 22, which was Brianna Collins, and she missed a shot. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward got the ball to Lewis or to Bender in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt got knocked away from her, and we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to go to North Knox. So North Knox is going to get the ball here at 7:09 left here, first quarter. Still a scoreless game here between these two schools. Bring the ball up the court is Alex McKinley, number 12 for North Knox. McKinley's driving down the lane there. She goes all the way in, gets a bounce pass into Jade Richter, and it's good. Two-point basket by Jade Richter. 2-0 North Knox. Lady Vikings getting pressed by the Lady Warriors, and they're about to get – they better get across the 10-second line in time. Heath, they just lost it. Brooklyn Sturgeon got the ball, get it up, got to Collins, and Collins laid it up for a layup. 4-0 North Knox. Not good so far for North Posey. Up bounce pass to Weatherholt. Weatherholt made the two-point basket. 4-2 North Knox. Good basket there by Weatherholt. And they've got a steal here by Lewis. Good defensive move. Lewis going to drive the lane here. Goes up with it. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender throws it up. Good. Two-point basket by Kylie Bender. Tied game now 4-4. Bring the ball up the court for North Knox. And North Knox, Lexi Primus, and Jazz Ward was able to steal it. Got it back. Brought it up the court down to Kylie Bender. Bender goes up with it. Lays it on the glass. No good. Rebounded by Brooklyn Sturgeon. Sturgeon's bringing the ball up the court for the Warriors. Bounce pass to McKinley. No good. Rebound by Collins. Collins tries to go up with it, and she's going to go to the line for two. They're going to call that foul on Alyssa Heath. I didn't think she was around the ball, but I guess she's going to get the first foul on that one. So that's going to be the first foul, first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. And the first free throw basket by Collins was no good. Still a tie game, 4-4, 5:48 left here, first quarter, if you just joined us. Collins going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's good. So she goes 1-for-2 there at the line. 5-4, North Knox leads by one. North Knox is in the full court press, trying to get the ball in bounds. He's bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Vikings. She got across the timeline. Over to Lugs. Bender takes a three-point shot. Goes up. It's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Bender. Vikings lead 7-5. 5:31 left here, first quarter. Lexi Primus bringing the ball up the court for the Warriors. Bounce pass to McKinley. McKinley tried driving, decided not to. Kicked it back out to Collins. Over in the baseline to Primus. Primus takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Lexi Primus. 8-7 is your score. North Knox took the lead back here at 5:05 left here, first quarter. Lewigs still handling the ball for Lady Vikings. Bounce pass. Weatherholt was able to recover it. A good move there by Weatherholt. Way to hustle. This North Knox team is very defensive, very good defensive team. They don't miss too many things very often, so I'm real impressed with their defense so far. And Ward just got called for traveling. I thought her foot slid a little bit, and I thought they were going to get her for traveling. So, all right, 8-7 now, and we got some substitutions now. In the game for North Knox is number 1, Millie Leroy, and number 15, Bailey McClure. So North Posey's in a full court press now. Got the ball in bounds to Primus. Primus brought across the 10-second timeline. And Heath just stole the ball. Good move there by Alyssa Heath. Bender was able to recover. Oh, and Bender lost it. And North Knox got the ball back. So Primus is bringing the ball to court for North Knox. Down to 4:22 left here, first quarter. Vikings trail by 1-8-7. 3-point basket here by Leroy, and that's good. 3-point basket by Millie Leroy. 11-7 now is the score. North Knox leads by 4. In the middle there to Jazz Ward. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 11-9 now is the score. North Posey trails by 2. 3:56 left here, first quarter. Lexi Primus got the ball across the 10-second timeline. In court. Gets it over to McKinley. McKinley, the baseline there to number 15, which was McClure. She missed the 3-point basket, but rebounded by Richter, and Ward and her got into a ball handling, but the possession arrow goes to North Posey. So Vikings get the Lady Vikings get the ball back. Addie Murphy's coming in the game now for North Posey for L.O. Weatherholt. Like I said, North Posey's going to be a player short tonight. Ellie Jo Johnson's out with a sprained ankle, which does hurt him because she's a very good ball handler. She's a very good defensive player, too. And Bender just got fouled, trying to get the ball across the timeline. And that was on number one, Millie Leroy. And that's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Knox. Down 3:34 left here. First quarter. North Knox leads 11-9 if you just joined us. Posey gets the ball inbounds just in time. Murphy, bounce pass to Ward. Ward's still handling the ball right now. Bounce pass to Murphy. Over to Lewis. Lewis inside the paint. Goes up with it. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by 22, which is Collins. Gets the ball over to McClure. McClure goes up with it. McClure looked like she took a couple shit steps there, and the referee did catch it. He's a little late on it, but he caught it. So that's a travel in there by North Knox. Marpo's going to get the ball back. Mark Knox, full court press. They are a very aggressive team. Lugs got the ball. She's handling the ball right now. She got across the timeline. Lugs passed it out to Heath. He takes the 3-point shot. A little off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Addie Murphy. Lugs takes the 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. No, over to Heath. Heath goes up with it. And we got a bunch of players on the floor. Up to Murphy. Murphy goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Heath gets fouled, and she makes the basket for the 3-point play. Alyssa Heath tied the game up 11-11. Good hustle by the Lady Vikings. That foul's going to be a number one, Millie Leroy. That's her second personal foul, second team foul, a quarter for North Knox. Alyssa Heath's going to go to the line for a 3-point play, and we got a timeout here. 2:48 left here, first quarter. Tie game, 11-11. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here on the air. But very good game so far. North Posey has trailed by as much as 4 points in two different occasions in this first quarter, but have fought their way back both times. So very good ball game tonight. And it's just very, very aggressive North Knox team. I'm impressed with them. But North Posey's handling it very well tonight. Like I said, they're a shorter player, which hurts them, but everybody else is picking their game up, you know, to help out. So, very impressed with them tonight. So, when we come back here and play here, here we go. And Lissa Heath's going to go to line for one free throw shot for the 3-point play. So, here we go. Got 2:48 left here, first quarter, tie game, 11-11. Lissa Heath's going to go to line for a free throw shot for a 3-point play. Goes up, it's no good. Rebounded by Jade Richter. Richter got the ball over to Brooklyn Sturgeon. Sturgeon still handling it right now. Bounce pass to Collins. Collins takes a 3-point shot. No good. And that's out of bounds. And that should be North Posey ball, and it is. So he's missed that free throw shot. We still got a tie game here at 11-11. Lexi Primus is back in the game for North Knox. North Posey in a North Knox still in full court press. Jazz Ward bringing the ball to the court. She got across the timeline. Or Alyssa Heath. Heath drives the baseline. Lost her passes, but still going to be North Posey ball. So North Knox player knocked it out of bounds. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket here at the 2:29 mark of the first quarter. Real Bender's inbound the ball for the Vikings. Throws it up top to Lewis. Lewis, bounce pass to Bender on the baseline. Bender, still dribbling. Bounce pass in the middle there to Ward. Ward goes up with it. She gets fouled. She makes the two-point basket. Lady Vikings take the lead, 13-11, and Ward's going to go to the line for the three-point play. And that foul is number 24, Brooklyn Sturgeon. That's her first personal foul and third team foul of the quarter for North Knox. Going to the line for the three-point play is Jazz Ward. Ward takes a free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. Ward has 5 points in the game now. Lady Vikings lead 14-11. Biggest lead of the night. McClure handling the ball for North Knox. Gives it up to Collins, over to Primus, back over to Sturgeon. Sturgeon still handling the ball for North Knox. Down to 2:06 on the clock now. Gives it over to Collins. Collins inside the paint. Tried to go up with it, and it went out of bounds, and Marpo's going to get the ball back. So good defensive move there by the Lady Vikings. Their policy probably wore out for this game tonight. But this is a good tune-up game for upcoming sectionals. Lewis handling the ball right now. She got across 10-second line. Over to Heath. Heath threw it in the middle to Ward, but got it back. Bender takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound it by Sturgeon. Sturgeon throws it up court to McClure. Over to Collins. Collins takes a bank shot. No good. Rebound it by Primus, and they called her for traveling. Wow. I thought they were going to call a foul on North Posey, but they called traveling. 1:36 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 14-11. North Posey trying to inbound the ball. Get it into Lewis. Lewis is going to be... Oh, and that was not a good pass. Over to McClure, and that was a two-point basket by Bailey McClure. 14-13 is your score now. Lady Vikings lead by one. Oh, and that was a bad pass by Bender. McClure got it, and she made the basket, and she's going to go line for the two-point, three-point play. North Knox took the lead back here at 15-14. Kylie Bender got called for the foul. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for the three-point play is Bailey McClure. McClure made the basket, so she's... So now North Knox leads 16-14. Addie Murphy handling the ball right now. It's the ball to Alyssa Heath. Heath over to Lewis. North Posey got to be a little bit faster with their passes tonight. They can't be just lobbing them. You know, they got to be quick on this team. Will steal them from you if you do that. So in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward goes up with it. No good. Ward gets their own rebound. No good. And rebounded by North Knox. Up top to Collins. Collins lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Brianna Collins. 18-14 now is the score. North Posey's down by four again. Lewis having trouble. Got it up top to Collins. Collins lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Brianna Collins. 20-14 now. North Posey's down by six. Biggest deficit they've had tonight. They're having trouble right now getting the ball across the the 10-second line. That was a foul. That foul was on Brenna Collins. That's her first personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter for North Knox. We're down to 23 seconds left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings down 6, 20-14. This is a tough game tonight for them. Lewis handling the ball. She got across the timeline. Bounce pass to Heath. Heath's outside the three-point line. Still handling it. Down to 7. Heath tried to make a shot. No good. Rebounded by North Knox. Heath goes up with the basket, and that's the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, North Posey trails this game by the score of 20-14. We're going to step away for a moment. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. Can we start the second quarter? North Knox gets the ball here at midcourt. Brenda Collins handling the ball right now for the North Knox Warriors. Bounce past it to Jade Ricker, over to McKinley. McKinley takes a three-point shot up the rim. No good. And we got a foul on North Knox. I think that's on Sturgeon, number 24. There it is. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter. Back in the game for North Knox, number 15. Bailey McClure for Sturgeon. That was Sturgeon's second foul, so they don't want her to get her third foul the first half. Inbound. And North Posey's got to get across the 10-second line. They better hurry up. There we go. They got it across in time. Oh, man, that was a bad pass. And North Knox got the ball back. Collins bringing the ball to the court for North Knox. Gives it over to McClure. McClure got the ball knocked away. Recovered by Primus. North Posey's got to be a little more on top of their passes. Three-point basket by McClure, air ball. Rebounded by Weatherholt. Lewis bringing the ball to the court for the North Posey. Goes inside the paint, kicks it back out to Bender. Over to Weatherholt in the middle. Weatherholt tried to make a shot, no good. Rebounded by North Knox. Collins bringing the ball to the court for North Knox. Passes it over to McKinley. McKinley takes a jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Bounce pass to Bender. Bender drives down the lane there. Goes up with it. No good. Bender gets her own shot. Good. Two-point basket by Kylie Bender. 2016. North Posey down by four. 6:36 left here. Second quarter. McClure gets the ball to Kinley. Over to Primus for a three-point shot. She goes up, and she is good on a three-point basket. That's her second one of the game. 23-16 now is the score. North Posey down seven. Murphy handling the ball right now. North Posey just trying to get across the 10-second line. They did. Some time over to Weatherholt. This is kind of a good tune-up game for North Posey, win or lose. They need a game like this to get ready for the postseason, I think. And that ball was knocked out of bounds by North Knox. It's going to be North Posey ball again. In the game for North Knox is number one, Millie Leroy. Jazz Ward's coming back in the game for North Posey. She's coming in the game for Kylie Bender. So it's going to be a, but like I said, this is one of the games, win or lose, is a good one for tune up for. And that went out of bounds off the leg of a North Knox player. So it's going to be North Posey ball again here with 6:05 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings trail by seven, 23-16. Here we go. Lugs in the bounds of ball to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. It's good. 2-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 23-18 is your score now. 5:56 left here, second quarter. Primus takes another three-point shot. It's good. They got to get somebody on her. She's already got 9 points now. 26-18 now is the score. Biggest lead of the night for North Knox here at 8 points. Bad pass. Not a good pass there by Murphy. North Knox got the ball back. They go up with it. Good. 2-point basket by Jade Richter. 28-18 now. North Posey's down by 10. And they almost lost the ball there again. They did lose the ball, and North Knox is going to get the ball back. So North Posey could not get across the 10-second line, and North Knox stole the ball and got it back. So Lexi Primus handling the ball right now for North Knox. They're up by 10 on North Posey. 28-18. Hope North Posey can figure out something. Primus takes a shot. No good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets across the timeline. Lewis goes up with it. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Weatherholt, and Weatherholt couldn't get a hold of it, and it went out of bounds. Going to be North Knox ball. 5:06 left here, second quarter. 28-18 is your score. Lady Vikings trail by 10. Millie Leroy is bringing the ball up the court. She gets across the 10-second line. Bounce passes to McKinley. McKinley gives the ball to McClure. McClure takes a three-point shot at the top of the key. It's good. Three-point basket by Bailey McClure. 31-18 is the score now. 4:45 left here in the first half. North Knox is on top of their three-point shots. They are almost making every one of them. Jazz Ward's handling the ball right now for North Posey. Over to Lewis. Lewis in the middle there to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Banks, no good. Didn't get her own rebound. Rebounded by Lexi Primus. Primus gets the ball to McKinley. Over to McClure. McClure takes a bounce shot, and she gets fouled by Weatherholt. That's going to be Ella Weatherholt's first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. And McClure's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. First free throw shot is up, and it's good. 32-18 is your score now. And the Vikings are down by 14 right now. It's not going well tonight for North Posey. They're in trouble in this game. McClure going to take her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line. 33-18 is your score. And we got a timeout here. And I think it's a full timeout. It is a full timeout by North Posey. So 4:16 left here, second quarter. North Posey trails 33-18. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking basketball. JT's Hardware
on Main Street in Poseyville. When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. 4:16 left here, second quarter. North Posey's down 33-18 against a very good North Knox basketball team. North Knox so far has made 5 3-point baskets here in this first half, and they are on top of it. And on top as well, they've been playing full court press on North Posey until just now. And they have, I mean, they've caused nothing but problems to the Lady Vikings tonight. North Posey's had trouble getting the ball across the 10-second line. They've had trouble making their passes, getting stolen. I mean, it's been a rough game. So hopefully this is a learning experience here for this North Posey team, because they're a good ball team. Bender takes a 3-point shot. It's good. 3-point basketball by Kylie Bender. Bender's already got 10 points in the game now. 33-21 now. And 2-point basket by Alex McKinley. Alex McKinley made a 2-point basket, and we got a 30-second timeout by North Posey. 35-21 is your score. 3:46 left here, second quarter. North Posey's down by 14, 35-21. Like I said, I think it's a good game. You know, like I said, either way, you know, I just hope they can learn from this. And, you know, the farther you get along in that state tournament and stuff, you know, you're not going to play no easy games. You're going to have tough games every game going in and out and stuff. So this is they kind of need this team does. And North Posey's a good ball team, but they need some experience like this. So I'm taking it like that tonight. So Lugs is handling the ball right now for North Posey. She's got across the timeline. Bounce pass to Bender. Back to Lugs. Almost got to Bender. Over baseline to Ward. In the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up a jump shot. She gets up. She's good. 2-point basket by Weatherholt. She got a foul going to the basket. 35-23 is your score now. And that foul is a number 24, Brooklyn Sturgeon. That's her third personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Knox. Back in the game for North Knox, number 11, Lexi Primus for Brooklyn Sturgeon. Going the line for a three-point play is Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes the first free throw shot. It's good. So she gets a three-point play there for Weatherholt. Weatherholt has 7 points in the game now. 35-24 is the score. Collins bringing the ball up the court. Goes right down the middle with it. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Lewis handling the ball right now. Heath has got to get back in the game, too. She's only had 2 points so far, and she leads the team in scoring with about 15 a game. Bender, bounce pass to Weatherholt in the baseline. Weatherholt still handling the ball right now. Pass it out top of the key to Heath. Heath about lost the steal there. North Posey is able to recover it back and lost it again. North Knox got the ball. Collins got the ball over to Primus. Primus takes a jump shot, goes up, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds on North Knox. It's going to be North Posey ball. 2:47 left here in the first quarter, or second quarter. And we got a North Posey's going to get the ball back here. They're going to go the full length of the court. 2:47 left here in the second quarter. Murphy handling the ball right now for North Posey. North Knox is back in a full court press. They got the ball across the timeline. Bender's handling it right now. Bender double team, and she gets fouled. And that's on number 15, Bailey McClure. That's her first personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for North Knox. North Posey going to inbound the ball to get it inbounds to Lewis. Lewis still handling it. Down to 2:34 left here in the first half. Lady Vikings down by 11. And North Knox tried to get the stole the ball. I don't know if they got a foul or North Posey got the foul. That foul was on number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her first personal foul, and that's the second team foul, a quarter for North Posey. 2:29 left here, second quarter. North Posey's down 11, 35-24, if you just joined us. Playing against a very good North Knox team. The game got added to the schedule in the last just recently. Collins handling the ball. She passed it, and it's out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. Lady Vikings get it back here with 2:12 left in the first half. Lewis handling the ball. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. This North Knox team is very aggressive. Lewis lost the ball to Collins. Collins stole it from her. Collins goes up with a layup, and it's good. Two-point basket by Brandon Collins. 37-24 is the score now. 1:48 left here, first half. And North Knox just got the ball stolen again from North Posey. Collins takes a jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Jade Richter. Richter gets the ball over to Collins. On the other side to Primus on the baseline. Primus passes it over to McClure. McClure decides to bring it back out a little bit. Down to 1:22 left on the game clock. McClure still handling the ball, being guarded by Murphy. Murphy stole it from her. Murphy gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis going down the fast break, lays it up, and gets blocked by Richter. But it's still going to be North Posey ball. Here with 1 minute, 11 seconds left on the game clock. Lisa Heath back in the game for Ella Weatherholt. Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. Here we go. Bender trying to inbound the ball. They're going to get the five-second call. They got it in time. Ward's handling it right now. Bounce pass in the middle to Heath. And we got a possession arrow. And that possession arrow is going to go to North Posey. They were all over the floor on that one. So 1:04 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings trail by 13 here, 37-24. Got a little over a minute left here in the first half. Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey underneath their basket. She gets it up top to Lewis. Lewis passes to Ward. Ward takes a jump shot, and she gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. That foul is going to be number 41, Jade Richter. It's her first personal foul. 15 foul of the quarter, so North Posey, anytime they get fouled, they're going to go line for two free throw shots with 59.2 seconds left. Jazz Ward going line for two free throw shots. First basket, it's up, It's good. Ward now has 6 points in the game. 37-25 is your score. The Vikings down by 12 right now. Ward takes a second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So she's 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. And North Posey's down 37-26. Primus handling the ball right top the key. She gives it over to Collins. Collins, the ball to McClure. McClure takes a three-point shot. It's up. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Down to 43 seconds left on the game clock. Lewis handling the ball right now for North Posey. Heath takes a three-point shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Jade Richter. And we got a possession arrow. And we got her and Ward both went to the ground on that one, fighting for the ball. Oh, that was a rough one. But North Knox is going to get they got the possession arrow. So 34.1 seconds left here in the first half. North Posey's down by 11. Lugs and Heath got to get more involved on the offensive side in the second half of this game for North Posey to get back in this game. So that's one thing I have seen so far. Bender's had a really good first half. She's got 10 points already. So, and Collins, as the ball gets over to Primus, Primus takes a jump shot, goes up. It's good. Lexi Primus has made almost all of her baskets, I think. 39-26 is the score. 4 seconds left in the half. Lewis takes a jump shot off the rim, no good. And that is that is the end of the first half. At the end of the second quarter in the first half, Orposi's down 39-26. Against North Knox. We're going to step away for a moment. When I come back, I will bring you the scoring, point totals and stuff for the first half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. We're at the halftime break right now. We got about 6 minutes left till the start of the third quarter. North Posey trails this game 39-26 against a very good North Knox team. The first quarter, North Knox won the first quarter 20-14. Then they extended that lead out to as much as 15 points at 33-18. And North Posey cut it down. Then now they're trailing 13 right now, but North Knox outscored North Posey 19-12 in the second quarter, and that's where we're at, 39-26 at the half. So North Posey had a rough time in this game. They did lead a couple times in this early on in the matchup, and from that point on, that was in the first quarter, from that point on, North Knox has really dominated this matchup and caused numerous turnovers for North Posey. North Posey's had problems. They've made some bad, careless. You got to be quick on your passes and stuff. With the ball and stuff, because North Knox just takes advantage of it, and they will take it away. They were just taken away from North Posey. So that's what was going on tonight in this game. So, but North Posey down by 13. If you just start listening to us, 39-26, and this game got added to the schedule just a few days ago, and I take it as a good lesson for the Lady Vikings to use this for the upcoming postseason when they got to play some tougher games and stuff, you know, down the road. So I take it as that. But individual scoring in the game so far, leading the way for North Knox is Lexi Prime, and she's got 11 points. She's got 3 3-point baskets. Then we got Bailey McClure. She's got 10 points off the bench. Then we got Brenna Collins. She's got 7 points. Millie Leroy off the bench. She's got 3 points. Alex McKinley's got 2 points. And Jade Richter has got 4 points here in the first half. For North Posey, they only had 4 players score so far in the first half. And leading the way is Kylie Bender. She's got 10 points. She's got 2 3-point baskets. Then we got Ella Weatherholt's got 7 points. And Jazz Ward's got 7 points so far. And Alyssa Heath's got 2. So one key thing here in the second half, North Posey needs to do is Lewis and Heath both got to get involved more on the offensive side and start, you know, making some shots and everything. Because if they don't, they're going to, you know, that's the only way they got a good chance of winning this game. Because your leading scorer's only got 2 points here in the first half, and that's not gonna fly, you know, for North Posey to win. So Heath was on a roll last week, playing and stuff, and we got to keep her on the roll the rest of the way out. So hopefully we can get back on track again here in the second half and get her involved. And Lewis, when she's involved in the game, you know, when she gets in double digits, North Posey does what, you know, usually wins too. So both those girls, very important for Heath and Lewis to get back in this game for them to win this tonight. So, but we're about 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, about 2:35 right now. And we're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. Getting ready to start the third quarter. North Posey's trail in this game by the score of 39-26. Having a rough time here in this game, but this is a very good North Knox basketball team. They're very good on defensive side. They hustle for the ball. You cannot lob your passes against this team. You've got to make sharp, quick passes with this team. Otherwise, they'll pick every pass off on you. So they're a very aggressive, very well experienced team too, as well. You know, so they've proved it tonight. You know, so far. So, but North Posey's got to get back on track. Like I said, Heath and Luke's got to get in this game in the second half in order for North Posey to have a chance. So North Posey's going to get the ball here at midcourt. Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. And we're back in play. Luke's got the ball right now for North Posey. She's brought across the timeline. Luke's got it stolen from her by Collins. Collins gets it up, bounce pass up to McKinley, and that's good. Two-point basket by Alex McKinley. 41-26 is the score now. North Posey down by 15. Bender got across the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Heath. Over to Lewis. In the middle to Weatherholt. Bounce pass to Ward. Ward goes up with it. No good. Mr. Basket. Recovered. And we got a possession arrow. And that alternating possession arrow is going to go to North Knox. So we're down 7:25 left there, third quarter. 41-26 is the score. North Posey trails by 15 points here. North Knox inbound the ball underneath North Posey basket. Primus handling the ball right now for North Knox. Primus being guarded by Kylie Bender, still handling the ball right now. Primus passes the baseline there to McKinley. McKinley passes it back to Primus atop the key to Collins. Collins still holding the ball right now. Being guarded by Lewis. Passes to Sturgeon. Gives in the middle to McKinley. Backdoor pass to McKinley, to Primus. Primus lost it. Recovered by Heath. And Heath knocked, got it out of bounds. And it's going to be North Knox ball. 6:59 left here in the third quarter. Our Posey down by 15 still at 41-26. We get the ball up the court to McKinley. McKinley passes it back to Primus. Primus being guarded by Bender. Passes over to Collins. And we got a foul here. That's going to be on probably Alyssa Heath. That's on Alyssa Heath. That was her second personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. He knocked this girl right to the ground on that one. It was like that Kobe Bryant thing when he hit Pau Gasol back in the day. So, and the Olympics. Here we go. North Knox got the ball. Pass over to Primus. Primus gets the ball to Collins. Collins takes a dribble. Passes it to Sturgeon. Sturgeon gives the ball to Primus. Primus still handling the ball right now. Primus still handling the ball. Takes it over. Passes it to Sturgeon. Sturgeon takes a three-point shot. It goes up. It's good.
3-point basket by Brooklyn Sturgeon. That's her first points of the game. 44-26 is your score.
Biggest lead of the night for North Knox. 18 points now. And Lugs just got the ball stolen from her by Primus. Primus gets the ball to McKinley. McKinley takes a 3-point shot. Goes up off the rim. No good. Rebound it by Bender. More Posey's got to talk before they rebound the ball. They're about Ward and Bender almost ran into each other. And Bender just fell down, lost control of the ball. And they got called, North Posey got called for double dribbles. And the game for North Posey now is number 10, Caitlin Seiber, for her first appearance tonight. They're going to bring Lugs out of the game for a minute. North Posey having a hard time right now. Handling the ball down. 5:38 left here, third quarter. Collins handling the ball for North Knox, gives the ball to Primus. Primus passes it over to McKinley for a 3-point shot. She goes up, no good. Rebound it by Bender. And we got a possession arrow. And that possession arrow is going to go to North Posey. 5:27 left on the game clock here in the third quarter. So here we go. North Posey's going to inbound the ball. Bender's going to inbound the ball. Gets it up to Heath. Heath back over to Bender. Bender, you got 10 seconds. You got to hurry up. And Bender just lost the ball. Up top to Collins, and Collins made the layup, and she's going to go line for the 3-point play. So Brenda Collins made a 2-point basket, makes the score 46-26. And Kylie Bender just got called for her second personal foul. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Collins goes line for the 3-point play, and she makes it. Collins now has 10 points in the game. 47-26 is your score. Biggest lead of the night for North Knox. Bender having trouble finding someone. Hands it off to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back to Bender. Posey having a hard time tonight. Bender gets the ball out to Heath. Heath over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. Short. No good. Rebounded by Collins. Collins bringing the ball to the court for North Knox. Passes it over to Leroy. Leroy lays it up. It's good. Millie Leroy gets a 2-point basket. 49-26 is the score now. Lady Vikings down by 23 here. And we got a full time out here. 4:28 left here. Third quarter. North Posey trails this game 49-26. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Viking basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. 4:28 left here, third quarter. North Knox leads this game 49-26. Right now, North Knox actually is winning this quarter 10-0 right now. North Posey has not made a basket here in this third quarter. So North Knox has put up 10 points here in third quarter. North Posey's put up nothing. So, and now they trail. They were down 13 at the half. And now they're down 23. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball. Somebody's got to help Bender out here, up court here. So I don't know what's going on tonight. So Bender's going to inbound the ball here at midcourt. And somebody's got to move. And she gets it inbounds in time or to Ward. Ward still having trouble handling the ball. And lost it to McKinley. And Heath just got called women's tackle football now. I think Ward's going to call for the foul on that one. That's on Jazz Ward. That's her second personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for North Posey. Lewis and Murphy are back in the game for Weatherholt and Ward. So Lou's got a breather now. We got her back in the game now. So Collins handling the ball right now. She gives it over to Leroy. Leroy's driving in the paint there. Passes it back out to McClure. McClure takes a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Let's see. Heath's handling the ball right now for North Posey. Heath. And Heath just got called for an offensive foul for knocking a player to the ground. So that's going to be Heath's third personal foul. 14 foul the quarter for North Posey. So Heath, that was a big known. That was not a good move there. That one was not. North Posey could have knocked the deficit down a little bit on that possession. So North Knox bring the ball to court. Lexi Primus is handling it right now for the Lady Warriors. She's being guarded by Murphy. Gets across the 10-second line to Sturgeon. Sturgeon, bounce pass to Leroy in the middle. Nice passing by North Knox. McKinley just made a two-point basket. 51-26 now is the score. Lewis hands it off to Murphy. Murphy just almost lost the ball there, but is able to recover it. Hands it off to Lewis. Over on the other side to Bender. Bender. Passes it to Murphy. Back over to Lewis. Lewis takes a jump shot, and she gets fouled going to the basket. That's what I was talking about. That foul's in Lexi Primus. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Knox. Going to the line for two free throw shots will be Mallory Lewis. Lewis has not scored a point tonight. First shot goes up, and it's no good. Lewis, like I said, Lewis and Heath got to get involved in this game. And Heath's got 2 points. Lewis has none right now. So that's not good for North Posey. Lewis takes her second free throw shot, and it's good. So she's on the board now, finally. 51-27 is the score. North Posey down by quite a bit. Millie Leroy's got the ball, gives it out to Primus. Primus takes a few dribbles here. Still handling it. Pass it over to Sturgeon. Back to Leroy. Millie Leroy. Leroy passes baseline to Primus. Primus takes a three-point shot, goes up. It's good. She is not on. Three-point basket by Lexi Primus. 54-27 is your score. Primus has 14 points in the game now. Murphy, bounce pass in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it. No good. Rebounded by Sturgeon. Sturgeon bringing the ball to court for North Knox. Bounce pass to Kinley. They missed the basket. Rebounded by Murphy. Murphy bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Pass it. Not a good pass. North Knox got the ball back. McKinley stole it for North Knox. Down to 2:16 left in the third quarter. Three-point basket by McClure. Takes it. No good. Rebounded by McKinley. Three-point basket by Primus. Primus goes up with it. It's good. She does not miss in the three-point line. My God. 57-27 is the score now. North Posey's down by 30. Under 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Bender handling the ball right now for North Posey. Gives it out to Murphy. Murphy bounce passes to Lewis. In the middle to Heath. Heath got pushed out. Gives it over to Seibert. Seibert to Bender. And it just went out of bounds again on North Posey. So North Posey lost it again. Another turnover. And North Knox going to get the ball back here with 1:36 left here, third quarter. North Posey down by 30 at 57-27. If we get to 35 points, we're going to have a running clock. I hope we don't have that, but it's going to happen probably. Here we go. Oh, that's going to be a bounce pass there to Sturgeon. Sturgeon goes up with it, and she makes it. She gets fouled, and she's going to go to the line for three. Sturgeon made the two-point basket. That foul's on Melissa Heath. That's her fourth personal foul in the 15th foul of the quarter for North Posey. In the game now is Izzy Hallam for North Posey, the freshman guard. Also substitution for North Knox is number 33, Cabela Lindberg. So we're making a few substitutions now too as well. So Sturgeon getting ready to take her basket for a three-point play, and she makes it. 60-27 is your score. Lady Vikings down by 33 here with minute 13 left here in third quarter. Hallam passes to Lugs. Lugs gives it over to Seibert. Other side. Back over to Hallam. Hallam gets the ball to Lugs. Down to 58 seconds on the game clock. Bender takes a three-point shot. Goes up. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Collins. That was a nice shot. Just a little short. So Collins handling the ball right now for Lady Vikings. Gives it over to Sturgeon. Sturgeon bounce pass in the middle. And Lugs stole the ball. Lugs bring the ball court on a fast break. Lugs still driving the paint there. Passes it back out to Murphy. Over to Seibert. Seibert gives it to Murphy. Baseline. Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Sturgeon. Sturgeon bringing the ball to court for North Knox. And pushes Bender down and doesn't get called. That should have been an offensive foul there on Sturgeon. And they did not. The officials did not call it. 9 seconds on the game clock. In the middle. Jade Richter, no good. Rebounded by North Posey. And that is the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, North Posey is down by the score of 60-27. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands. During truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mountain Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. We're going to start the fourth quarter. North Posey's down 60-27 against North Knox. Not a good night for North Posey. They are really struggling. They were outscored in that third quarter, 21-1. Sturgeon handling the ball right now for North Knox. She gives it out to Collins. Collins still handling the ball right now. Bounce pass to in the middle to McKinley. McKinley gets trapped in the corner. Bender steals the ball from her. Bender's coming down the lane on a fast break. Lays it up. And gets it knocked out of her hands. No good. Rebounded by Lugs. Lugs goes back up with it. And she gets fouled going to the basket. And she's going to go line for two shots. That foul is on number 33. Cabela Limber. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the fourth quarter for North Knox. Going the line for two free throw shots is Mallory Lugs. Lugs takes her first free throw shot, and it's no good. She is struggling tonight at the free throw line. She is 1-for-3 now tonight at the free throw line. She's having a hard time. Second free throw shot goes up. It's good. She's 2-for-4 now. Her second point of the game, 60-28 is the score. McClure handling the ball right now for North Knox. Pass across court over to Lindbergh. Back to the top of the key to Collins, over to McClure again. McClure gets the ball to Collins. Collins still handling the ball. And Bender just stole the ball from North Knox. Bender throws it up court to Murphy. Bounce pass in the middle to Ward. Nice, another pass there to Weatherholt. And Weatherholt got fouled, and she's going to go live for two. I think that foul is on Collins. That was on 22, Brina Collins. That's her second personal foul. Second personal foul and second team foul of the quarter. Going the line for two free throw shots is Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot. It's good. Weatherholt has 8 points in the game now. 60-29 is the score. Weatherholt takes second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. Lady Vikings trail 60-30 now. They're down 30 now in this game. 7:04 left in the game. Sturgeon got across the 10-second line for the Warriors. Gives it over to McClure. McClure drives the lane here, passes it out to Collins. Collins still handling the ball way outside the three-point line. Being guarded by Lugs. Oh, lost it, and Lugs got it stolen from her. Almost got it stolen from her. And Raposa got the ball back, and they did. Nice pass by Weatherholt. Weatherholt got it to Lugs, and Lugs got bumped on that play, and she got fouled. I'm not sure who the foul was on, but you see here, we got a timeout here. And we'll see if the foul's on first. And that foul was on Brenna Collins. That's her third personal foul, third team foul of the quarter, and it's a full timeout, so we're going to step away as well. 6:37 left here in this game. 60-30 is the score. North Posey trails by 30. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the North Knox Lady Warriors. North Posey got inbound the ball at midcourt. Lugs is going to inbound the ball for North Posey. We've got 6:37 left here on the game clock. North Posey trails 60-30 against North Knox. Bender takes a baseline three-point shot, goes up, no good. Rebounded by Lexi Primus. Primus bringing the ball to the court for Lady Warriors. Bounce passes over to 33 Cabela. On the other side to McClure. McClure goes across court to Cabela, back to Primus. Primus thought she was going to take a three-point shot there, but she didn't. Primus passes it back to Cabela. Cabela passes it to McClure. McClure dribbles a few times, gets it back over to Primus. Leroy gets involved and gets it in the middle there to McKinley, and she misses it, rebounded by Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lugs. Down to 5:50 left here in the game. Murphy handling the ball right now for North Posey. Passes it back to Lugs. Lugs looks up for dribble a little too soon, gives it over to Weatherholt. Weatherholt still handling the ball, pass in the middle to Ward, got this stolen by Cabela, or Lindbergh. Bill Lindbergh, that's her name. Lindbergh. And got it. Then Murphy just stole the ball back from North Knox. Bounce pass up court to Weatherholt. Weatherholt couldn't get a hold of it, but they were able to recover it. Got it stolen by McKinley. McKinley's bringing the ball up the court for North Knox in the fast break. McKinley slipped and fell and should have been called for traveling, and they did call for traveling. So I'm wondering how long it was going to take them to call that call. So, but they did. But in the game now for North Posey is number 12, Alyssa Heath. Taryn Wilson and number 30, Chloe Kirchhoff. So North Posey's emptying their bench now, and they're just going to let everybody get some varsity playing time tonight. So Bender bring the ball to court for North Posey. Gives the ball to Lugs. Lugs. Oh, bounce pass to Heath and got it stolen by Leroy. Jade Richter bringing the ball to court for North Knox, and Richter just got called for traveling. 4:49 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey trails 60-30 against North Knox. Not a good night for Lady Viking basketball, but a good lesson here to teach them, you know, for this upcoming postseason, and a good wake up call. I think I take it as that, you know. So, and pass in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it, no good. Rebounded by Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff lays it up. It's good. Chloe Kirchhoff gets a 2-point basket there. 60-32 is your score now. 4:23 left here in this matchup. Leroy handling the ball right now for North Knox. Gives it out to McClure. McClure being guarded by Bender. Passes it to Primus. Primus takes a 3-point shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff gives the ball to Heath. over to Lewis. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Lewis passes over to Bender. Bender passes it back over to Lewis. Lewis takes a three-point shot. It's up. No good. Rebounded by Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff gets the ball to Wilson. Over to Lewis. Outside the baseline there to Bender. And that's going to be out of bounds. North Knox got a hand. McClure got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. 3:47 left here in this game. North Posey trails 60-32 against North Knox. Having a rough night tonight against a very good North Knox basketball team. Bender handling the ball right now. Gives over to Lugs at top of the key. Back to Wilson. Wilson takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Wilson Heath. Passes it back out to Wilson. Wilson got it stolen by Leroy. Leroy goes up for a layup. And she makes it, and she's going to go on for a three-point play. And that foul is going to be on Mallory Lewis. It'll be her first foul and first team foul. Molly Leroy made a two-point basket. She's going to go to the line for the three-point play. 62-32 is the score now. And we got a timeout here. 3:23 left here, fourth quarter. 62-32 is the score. It's just a 30-second timeout, so I guess we're just going to stay here. But the Lady Vikings having a rough night here in this game, and just not going well tonight. So, but like I said, on a positive side of it, I take it as a good lesson, and you know, move forward from here. You know, so that's how I would take it. So, but. They can learn from this game and improve their game as well, you know. So hopefully that's how they take this matchup tonight. So going the line for the 3-point play will be Millie Leroy. She's got she's got 7 points off the bench tonight. She's having a good game. She's gonna take her free throw shot for the 3-point play, and she goes up and it's good. She's got 8 points in the game now. 63-32 now is the score. 3 minutes, 18 seconds left in this game. Taryn Wilson's handling the ball right now for North Posey. Wilson takes a few dribbles here. Passes over to Lewis. Lewis passes it back to Wilson. Wilson passes it to Bender. Top of the key over the other side to Lewis. Lewis tried to bounce pass it, and we got a kick ball by Brenna Collins. So it's going to be North Posey ball here. 3:01 left here on the game clock. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Trying to figure out who's going to inbound the ball. There we go. Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. Bender inbounds the ball. Gets it up top to Lewis. Lewis bounce passes to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff bounce passes to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Lindbergh. Lindbergh throws it over to Collins. Collins lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Brittany Collins. 65-32 is the score. 2:37 left in this game. Bounce pass to Heath. Over to Wilson. Wilson. Bounce pass in the middle to Kirchhoff. Got it stolen by North Knox. Primus got the steal. Primus bringing the ball across the 10-second line. Down to 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in the game. Bounce pass to Leroy. Over to Sergeant in the middle to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, nice bounce pass in the middle there to Leroy. Missed the basket. Rebounded by Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff bringing the ball to court for North Posey on a fast break. Lays it up. And it rolls out. Oh, that was... I thought she had it. Sturgeon bringing the ball to court. Gets across the 10-second line down to 1:57 left in the game. Sturgeon gets the ball over to Leroy. Over to Primus for a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Collins, and Heath's going to get a call for the foul on that. That'll be Heath's fifth personal foul. And she's going to foul out of the game with 2 points tonight, which is not unlike her. She's having a rough. She had a rough night. So going to the line for two free throw shots will be Brenna Collins. takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. The score now is 66-32. We're at 34 points now. We hit 35 of our running clock. She hits this free throw. We will. And rolls out. No good. Still got a no running clock yet. So we're down to 1 minute, 39 seconds in the game. Eddie Murphy's handling the ball right now. Murphy passes to Wilson. Wilson passes on the other side to Lugs. On the baseline to Bender. Atop the key to Murphy. Murphy passes it over to Lugs. Lugs takes a jump shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Collins. Collins gets the ball. Brings it up court for the Lady Warriors. Collins still handling the ball for North Knox. Gives it over to Leroy. Leroy passes it out to McKinley. McKinley decides to kick it back out. Down a minute, 5 seconds left in the game clock. Passes it to Sturgeon. Sturgeon bounce passes it to Leroy. Looks like, yeah, North Knox is in the four corners now. They're just going to try to run the clock out now. We're down to 53 seconds on the game clock. McKinley handling the ball right now for North Knox. Gets it over to Sturgeon. Sturgeon passes it over to McKinley. Out to Leroy. Leroy back to Sturgeon. Down to 37 seconds left in the game. That's what North Knox is doing, playing four corners, just running the clock out. They're not going to try to take another shot. Down to 28 seconds on the game. Kinley handling the ball right now again. Mark Posey's not even trying to foul now. Down to 20 seconds left in the game now. Leroy passes it over to McKinley. McKinley bounce pass over to Lindberg, and it went out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball with 10.1 seconds left. And most everybody's walking out of the gym now, so this game's pretty much over. So, here we go. Lewis bringing the ball to court for North Posey, down to 7 seconds left in the game. Passes it to Bender, down to 4. Lewis takes a 3-point shot, goes up, off the front of the rim, no good. And that is the game. Final score, North Knox wins by the final of 66-32. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, operating tonight's scoring totals, you're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Basketball.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement. Located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Final score tonight, North Knox beats North Posey 66-32. North Knox improves to 12-6 on the season, while North Posey falls to 11-6 on the year. So not a good game. Snap North Posey's three-game losing streak. They played against a very good, very well-disciplined North Knox basketball team. I got probably one of the better girls basketball teams I've seen in this area so far this season. So got to give them credit for this win tonight. So, but how the game started off, North Knox won the first quarter 20-14. Then they turned around and really stepped it up in the second quarter, outscored North Posey 19-12 to take a 39-26 lead at the halftime break. The third quarter was brutal when North Knox outscored North Posey 21-1 to extend their lead out to 60-27 after three quarters of play. The fourth quarter, North Knox won 6-5 and ended up with a final score of 66-32. Leading scorer for North Knox tonight was Lexi Primus. She had 17 points in the game. She ended up having 5 3-point baskets. I don't think she missed a basket tonight. Well, I think she may have missed one or two, but she was on. I mean, every basket I saw her throw up, she was making them. So she had a game-high 17 points. Brenna Collins had 13 points in the game. Bailey McClure had 10 points off the bench. Millie Leroy, she had 8 points. She also came off the bench. Then we had Alex McKinley with 6 points. Brooklyn Sturgeon with 6 points. And Jade Richter with 4 points for North Knox. For North Posey, they were led in scoring by Kylie Bender with 10 points. All her points were scored in the first half. Ella Weatherholt ended up with 9 points in the game. Jazz Ward had 7. Mallory Lewis with 2. And Alyssa Heath with 2. And that's what killed North. That really hurt North Posey tonight was Heath, your leading scorer, only scoring 2 points in the game. She also fouled out. And Lugs needs – every time Lugs is involved in the game, she gets 10 or more points. North Posey, I think, won every game. She's had 10 or more points. So that's another – that hurts him as well. So, but they got to get those two girls involved in every game. Also, too, Chloe Kirchhoff came off the bench, and she scored 2 points as well. So, but I got to get her in the scoring total as well. So she ended up with 2 points she got in the fourth quarter. So congratulations to her on that. But not a good game tonight. Free throws wise, North Knox went 8 for 10 from the free throw line. North Posey went 8 for 11. Nothing big, really. I mean, both of them shot pretty well from that part of it. But tough night for North Posey. Hopefully it's a learning lesson. Hopefully they learn from what happened and take this to the postseason and excel from it. So that's all we can ask for. So, but not a good night, but North Posey falls to North Knox by the final score of 66-32, and they will be back on the court again tomorrow night when they play against Princeton. That game will be around 7 o'clock. We'll be bringing that game to you live here on WPIW 98.9 FM. Until then, have a great evening, and we'll be back on the air again tomorrow night for the Princeton-North Posey girls basketball game. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.